This is another episode of The Right Life Podcast, your number one source for everything bariatric surgery, from pre-op to post-op. Registered dietitian Alex Conception gives you real, raw tips and motivation through your journey. This is The Right Life Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to The Right Life Podcast. Today, I want to talk about the people you let influence your lifestyle. You might have heard the saying, the average of the five people you spend the most time with is who you become. We're talking behavior and attitudes, eating habits, attitude towards health, support system, even generally speaking, like financial habits, work ethic, mindset, whether it be positive or negative. Typically, successful people surround themselves around other successful people. Now, I read a study recently that suggests it goes a little deeper than that. Now, this isn't just about motivation or encouragement. It's about the profound impact our connections have on our health behaviors. Basically, the study I'm talking about was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, a 32-year study from 1971 to 2003. They evaluated a densely interconnected social network of over 12,000 people assessed repeatedly from 1971 to 2003. So to loosely translate the findings, obesity clusters were identified in social networks extending up to 3 degrees of separation, not just among people with pre-existing relationships. A person's risk of becoming obese increased by 57% if a friend became obese, 40% if a sibling did, and 37% if a spouse did. This effect varied based on the type of social relationship, of course, and was more significant among same-sex pairs rather than opposite-sex pairs. The influence of social networks on obesity was found to be stronger than geographical proximity, underscoring the power of social connections over physical environments under this context. Consider this. Your social environment, including friends and family, shapes your lifestyle choices, eating habits, and even your perception of body image. It's not only about individual willpower or personal decisions. The company you keep can subtly influence your decisions toward food and exercise. This means if you're striving to lose weight but are constantly surrounded by those who don't share or support your health goals, you might find yourself facing an uphill battle. But here's the empowering part. You have the power to shape your social network by consciously surrounding yourself with people who lead healthy lifestyles or share similar health goals. You create an environment conducive to success. It's about finding a balance between personal accountability and leveraging the positive influence of those around you. Remember, your weight loss journey is uniquely yours, but it doesn't exist in a vacuum. It's intertwined with the social fabric of your life. So as you embark on this journey, take a moment to reflect on your social circle and how it aligns with your health goals. This isn't about cutting people out of your life, but about creating a supportive network that aligns with your aspirations. Basically, audit the people around you. Now, another thing worth noting and stood out to me, to reiterate, the influence of social networks on obesity was found to be stronger than geographical proximity. I speak on this all the time. Stop comparing to others' progress. Your weight loss journey is uniquely yours. The point is, the findings of this study concluded in 2003, where evidence shows a huge impact of social influence over geographical proximity. That would suggest that the influence today is so much greater because Facebook wasn't invented until 2004 and Instagram 2010. So the findings in this study would imply an exponentially greater impact today on how we are influenced in our lives, regardless of geographical location. Seeing curated images of fitness and lifestyle can create unrealistic benchmarks, affecting self-perception and motivation. Social media can either motivate it can motivate by providing access to health information and supportive communities, or demotivate through comparison and exposure to idealized images. The key lies in curating a positive, realistic social media experience, focusing on accounts that inspire and align with personal health goals rather than those fostering negative comparisons or unrealistic expectations. Now, To be completely clear, I'm only providing awareness to induce reflection on our lives so we can put ourselves in the best position to thrive. This discussion was actually influenced by patients that struggle with their social pressure or perceived pressure, some of which coming from their own family members. What I say to that is, of course, adjusting your social circle to support your weight loss goals while not alienating family members who may not support your lifestyle, it requires a balanced approach. In this case, it's not about subtracting people, rather adding people. Introduce yourself to new groups that align with your health goals, like workout classes, healthy cooking clubs, or online fitness communities. These new connections can offer the support and motivation you need. At the same time, maintain your relationship with family members by focusing on non-food related activities. Engage in hobbies or interests that you share that don't revolve around eating or sedentary habits. Now, communicate openly about your goals and why they're important to you and seek their understanding, even if they don't actively participate in your health journey. Remember, it's about creating an environment that supports your goals while respecting and maintaining your existing relationships. It's a delicate balance, but with open communication and a bit of creativity, you can nurture a supportive network without losing the important family connections that you have. I hope you got some value from all of that. Remember, audit the people around you, and I'll see you guys in the next. Peace.
This was another episode of The Right Life Podcast. For more motivation and future episodes with Alex, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any life-changing moments.